From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi special forces battled their way into Mosul city's limits Tuesday, seizing control of state television facilities. Lieutenant Ali Abdul Karim said once an area is encircled, they block any entries and exits to keep suicide bombers at bay, and they search houses, buildings, and factories for Islamic State fighters while freeing families. The two-week Iraqi offensive has captured surrounding villages and is approaching the city from different directions to cut off escape routes. U.S. coalition spokesman Colonel John Dorian said they're being boxed in with few options.
If Daesh stand and fight, they're going to be killed. There's no question about that. If they run, they'll either be captured or killed. They're not going to be allowed to escape. They've done terrible things to the people that are in Mosul. And the Iraqi security forces are not going to let them stay.
Meanwhile, UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said Tuesday it appears IS defenders are preparing to use civilians as human shields.
We urge parties to the conflict to ensure that international law is strictly observed, in particular the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attack. All feasible precautions must be taken to avoid and minimize the loss of civilian life and injury to civilians.
Special U.S. anti-terror envoy Brett McGurk told VOA he's optimistic about the Mosul operation, but called for patience, cautioning retaking the city will take time. Nigeria's president met Tuesday with Niger Delta officials as a way to try to end a wave of attacks on the country's vital oil pipelines. Regional leaders demanded the army pull out of the region and spend more on development. The attacks have cut the West African country's oil output, driving it into recession. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states viewed as crucial in the final week before the November 8 election. Clinton made three campaign stops in Florida. She was touted as the best choice by President Obama.
These are not equal candidates. There's only one who's actually worthy of your vote, who is smart, who is steady, who is tested, whose heart is in the right place, who is probably the most qualified person ever to run for this office, and that is Hillary Clinton.
Trump campaigned in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He said electing Hillary Clinton, who has been the object of investigations into how she used a personal computer to receive and send email while Secretary of State, could pose a problem for the country.
And this is your one chance to change it. It's your one chance. I don't think you're going to have another chance, folks. We have an election coming up. You're not going to have another chance. In 4 years, you can forget it. If she were to be elected, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis.
Public opinion surveys show a tightening race in the closing days. A UN inquiry found that peacekeepers failed to respond appropriately to an attack on civilians during violence involving South Sudanese troops at a Juba hotel in July. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Tuesday that civilians were subjected to and witnessed gross human rights violations.
The special investigation found that UNMISS did not respond effectively to the violence due to an overall lack of leadership, preparedness, and integration among the various components of the mission. The special investigation also found that command and control arrangements were inadequate, while peacekeepers maintained a risk-adverse posture.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon dismissed the UNMISS force commander. Pope Francis ended 2 days in Sweden with a mass for the country's tiny Catholic community. The main purpose of his trip was an ecumenical gathering with Lutherans, kicking off commemorations for the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Chinese media say 33 coal miners trapped underground in a gas explosion in the southwest since Monday were found dead. Two escaped alive. An investigation is underway. A report by the Australian Transport Safety Bureau says that the ill-fated Malaysian Airlines MH370 appeared to have gone out of control when it plunged into the ocean. The aircraft's final satellite communications were consistent with the aircraft being at a high and increasing rate of descent. The National League champion Chicago Cubs, once down 3-1 in the best-of-7 World Series of professional baseball, even that series 3 games each Tuesday. They routed the American League champion Cleveland Indians 9-3 late Tuesday, the decisive Game 7 to be played Wednesday in Cleveland. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.